Doggone it. Doggone anyway.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Say, I wish you wouldn't holler at me that way.
Oh, shucks, Hector. I just seen you go along to the other side of the road and wanted to speak to you a second, that's all.
Yes, but couldn't you see I was busy? You see, I was thinking.
Thinking about what? Politics?
No, sir. No, I wasn't thinking about politics. I was thinking about a poem. A poem, that's what I was thinking about.
Oh, you and your dad darn poems.
It's a swell poem, too. It's a kind of sad poem, though.
Sad, huh?
Yes. You know, I made up my mind never to tell this poem to a human being.
You made up your mind never to tell it to a human being, huh?
Yes. So, listen.
Oh, I tell you, I don't want to hear it. Now, never mind. It goes like this.
I don't know why the stars you shine. I don't know why I call thee mine. I don't know why the birdies sing. In fact, I don't know anything.
Well, there's more darn truth than poetry than that, I'll tell you. Oh, say, speaking of poetry, how'd you get along with Hortense the other day?
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee, well, I got along swell. We went for a swell ride. Went 60 miles an hour all over town, and I tried to steal a kiss. Oh, gosh.
Oh, you tried to steal a kiss while you was going 60 miles an hour? Which is when you didn't get pinched.
I didn't get pinched, but I got my face slapped.
Well, there you go. Mooning around here like a sick calf because Hortense don't like you. Then when you get a chance to sort of be nice to her, you make her mad at you.
Oh, she didn't get very mad. Hmm. She asked me to come and see her sometime. But shucks, I'm not going.
Not going? Why ain't you going?
Oh, that darn dog of hers. He always barks at me.
Oh, consarn it, Hector. How many times do I got to tell you that her dog won't hurt you none? Why, that dog will eat right off your hand.
Yes. The last time I was up there, he tried to eat off my leg.
Yeah. Say, you didn't see old man Schultzenheimer when you took Hortense home, did you?
No, I didn't see him. No. Hortense said he went somewhere to look for his stomach. Well, I guess he must have lost it.
Lost it? Lost his stomach? Say, what in tarnation you talking about? How could a fella lose his stomach?
I don't know, but that's what Hortense said. She said he went up to Calisari's Mineral Springs for his stomach.
Oh, dad darn it, he just went up there to drink the water. He goes up there to drink the water once a year.
Once a year, huh?
Yes.
God's sakes. He must get awful thirsty between trips.
Oh, shucks. Listen, Hector. What I wanted to see you about is your political platform. Me and Eb sort of worked on it last night, and we got it all lit up for you.
Oh, say, that's swell. Thank you. Thanks. That's fine. Have you got it here?
Yeah, right here in my pocket. Here. Take a look it over. Look it over.
Let's see here. Oh, shucks. This ain't so hot.
It ain't? Why, what's the matter with you? It's all the things you believe in, ain't it? Take all them points right down the line. Take that there part about taxes.
Yes, but there isn't any taxis in Kern Center. What? Most everybody drives their own car.
Oh, I didn't say taxis. I said taxes. You stand for low taxes and cutting expenses, don't you?
Sure I do. But shoot, that's nothing to get elected on. All politicians stand for cutting expenses before they're elected.
All right, you know it all, don't you? If you're so dad darn smart, why don't you...
Come inside here, will you?
Yes, just a second. Now, look here, Hector. You take that there platform and look it over. It'll learn you a few things. Here now, look out, you darn butterfingers.
Oh, shoot, pick it up for me, will you, please?
Pick it up yourself.
I can't. My pants are too tight.
Your pants are too tight?
Yes. These pants are tighter than my skin.
Oh, what are you talking about? How could you tell your pants be tighter than your skin?
Because they are, that's why. I can stoop over my skin, but I can't in these pants.
Well, that rat is here. Here, and stick it in your pocket so you won't lose it. How'd you come to buy a suit that's too darn small for you anyway?
This suit isn't too small. It's a swell suit, and what's more, it's a bargain. I got two pair of pants with it, too.
Two pair of pants, huh?
Yes, but I sure had a hard time putting the second pair over the first one.
Why, you darn fool, you ain't supposed to put the second pair on over the first? What you concerned about? Yes, I'm coming. What you want to wear both pairs at once for?
So I'll have twice as many pockets. Oh, gosh. Oh, gee, Willikers.
What's the matter? You got a fit or something? No.
Look, listen, I got an idea.
What?
I just got an idea for my political platform.
For your political platform?
Yes. Listen to this. It's a dandy. You know what I'm going to stand for?
What?
two pantsuits for everybody, and money in every pocket.
Oh, you're crazy, Hector. Plumb crazy.
No, I ain't. No, I ain't.
Oh,
I tell
listen, you'll just make a fool out of yourself. Two pantsuits for everybody and money in every pocket. Now you'll just be the laughing stock of the whole dad-durned countryside. All right, I'm coming. You get along, Hector, and just forget that there two pantsuits idea, that's all.
I'm coming, sunshine.
All this yelling,
the
bellin',
there's
nothing
going
around here. What
in
tarnation you bellin' about in here, anyway? Huh?
I ain't bellin'. You're wanted on the phone.
Well, why in tarnation didn't you answer
your chef? I did answer. That's how I knew you was wanted.
Oh, for gosh sakes. Well, hello? Yes, Hortense? What's say? How long is what? Oh, how long are we going to let you hold the line? Eh? What's that? How long are we going to let you hold the line?
Tell her she can hold it as long as she likes, as long as she's paying for the call.
Keep still with you. Yes, Hortense? Well, now, I say I'm... Yes, but... Well, now, listen, Hortense. Oh, your bathing suit. Well, we'll order it right off. Yes, I remember. A salmon-colored bathing suit that fastens with one button on the shoulder. Yes. Yes, Hortense, we will. Goodbye. Well.
What did she want?
Oh, I wanted to know if we'd sent for that bathing suit with one button. Said it was holding up her whole recreation.
Yes, that's leaving a lot to one button.
Yes. Well, I reckon I'd better call up the General Supply Company and get that order in right now. You know, it'll take a day or two to get it here.
Oh, not to do
well,
good morning, Mr. Taylor.
Well, good morning, Mr. Taylor.
How are you doing, Miss Newby?
How are you?
Something we can do for you?
Yes. I want to get some milk.
Well, what kind of milk?
What? Have you more than one kind?
Oh, yes, Miss Newby. We got ordinary milk, pasteurized milk, buttermilk, and condensed milk. Four kinds.
Oh, yes, of course. How stupid of me. Four kinds. One for each one of those little faucets on the cow.
Well, I'll be darned.
But come to think of it, it isn't any one of those kinds.
Hey.
It's a special kind for Harold, my husband, you know. Now, what did he call it? Oh, yes, milk of magnesia.
Milk of magnesia?
Uh-huh.
Sure. There ain't no such thing.
Oh, certainly there is, Eb. Certainly there is. Magnesia, that's the name of the cow.
I don't know no cow named Magnesia.
Well, that's nothing. You know how you are, Eb. You never could remember names, only faces. Why, look at the time you had learned the Countess's name.
Say, Miss Newbride, did you have a good time at the Countess's the other night?
Oh, Mr. Peters, I wish I'd never gone. Oh, it turned out so terribly.
Why, Miss Newbride, what is it? What's happened?
Oh, haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I can hardly talk about it.
What's the matter?
That woman has persuaded Harold to run for mayor.
Run for mayor?
Yes. And Harold's taken all our money out of the bank. Every cent we saved. He's taking it for our campaign fund. Oh, my. Oh, I don't know what we'll do. I've argued and argued with him, but he won't listen to me.
She's
just a siren. That's what she is.
What say she is, Miss Newbride?
A siren.
Yes, a siren. You know, one of these here whistles they have on fire engines.
Oh, no, no.
You mean she joined the fire department?
Oh, no. I mean she's a siren. Oh, just like those women who used to lure ships to be wrecked on some rock-bound isthmus.
Last Christmas?
I said isthmus, isthmus. That's a neck of dirt stretching out to sea. And Harold...
Oh, I bet it's new, Bride. Just a minute. Harold's neck ain't so dirty.
Oh, no. I can't talk about it. I can't.
Even if it is, a little soap and water will fix it.
Why, of course it will. Of course it will, Miss Newbride. Now you just dry your eyes and stop worrying about it. Be all right.
I know, but I can't help it. Harold has been acting so queer of late. Sometimes I think he's going crazy.
Going crazy?
Yes. Sometimes he'll sit for hours without speaking. And yesterday, I found a funny little ticket in his coat pocket.
Well, what kind of ticket?
Oh, I don't know. That's what worries me. I've got it right here in my purse. Wait. Oh, here it is.
Let's see. Well, shucks, Miss New Bride, this ain't nothing. Now, you just run along home to Harold and forget about it. And don't cry no more now. Goodbye, Miss New Bride. Run along now.
Goodbye.
That's yes, girl.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long, Miss New Bride. Say, Zeb, what in tarnation is that ticket anyhow?
Well, sir, it's a pawn ticket. A pawn ticket. I didn't want to tell her that. I reckon poor Hal Newbride's sort of hard hit
there
she is again.
I think I better take that ticket back and put it in Harold's coat where I found it.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I reckon you had. Well, here it is, Miss Newbride, and don't you worry no more because...
But what is the ticket, Mr. Winterbottom?
Well, sir, it's a coat check. Yes, it's a coat check. You see, Harold went somewheres and checked his coat.
Check his coat?
What's the matter? Don't fix this, Newbride. What is it?
Check